Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty tired. How are you?
I'm also tired. It's all been a lot to wrap my head around, you know?
Yeah.
Ups and downs.
Yeah. I feel like right now I'm coming off a down. Well, I felt like this morning, yesterday was a real down, but I'm trying to keep my head up, keep my head focused.
Good.
There's a lot of bad news coming out of New York, and I hope that anybody who's listening stays inside, listens to our podcast.
Yeah.
And
catch up on all the old podcasts.
Yeah, but just like, you know, we're gonna get through this, but the only way to do that is to sort of stay down. Yeah. And
there's this natural instinct that humans have to go and socialize, and guys, that's not it. It's not it right now. This is the sacrifice you have to make. It's staying indoors. It's not seeing other humans on a regular basis, certainly not in bigger groups. Do only what you have to do. That's the most important thing, because if you read the news and you pay attention to what doctors are saying and what people like Governor Cuomo are saying, it is the most important thing. So what we're going to do is try to keep doing good, fun, honest content. And I think that we've had a good run. We had to take yesterday off.
Yeah, I mean, we called a few people, but we just didn't feel like editing it, and we didn't feel like
it's a big weight, you know, on our shoulders as well. You know,
yeah,
I can't even say it right. That's how big a weight it is.
And this is me coming off of a real low, talking to you.
But there've been some highs too.
Yeah,
we've been watching some Netflix. We've been eating well as we can.
Tiger King on Netflix is wild.
I want to talk to Raven about that. But first, I want to call our friend Tahiri Jose and see how she's been doing. Let's see. Yeah. It's the little things, you know?
What's going on?
Tahiri, what's good?
What's popping?
That's the energy that we need.
I mean, I got to do something in this house. I just took it to church. I was on church online, so praise the Lord.
Yo, Tahiri, you're a regular at the same gym as Nigel Talley, right?
Yes.
And Q-Tip, right?
Yes.
What are you doing without that gym in your life?
What
are you doing without Nigel in your life?
Well, going crazy because I love me some Nigel.
There you go.
Back to shit 20 years ago.
Damn.
He's my big brother.
Yep.
But without the gym, I just try to figure it out. I'd say the first couple of days, the first 3 days, I was a bit shocked and freaking out and scared. I can't live without the gym.
Yep.
Because it's for me, it's not as much about as looking good as about being healthy and mentally sane. It keeps
you focused. Sane. Yeah.
Yeah, it keeps me focused and ready. Like I have the energy to grind another day after I come out of the gym. So I started to run around my neighborhood, go downstairs, take an hour to walk and run and jog and try to figure things out. And then come upstairs and go on one of my apps, my working out apps, and I try to figure it out and get on that floor and work out from home with my mom. My mom has now joined me. I've inspired her to want to come do some core work.
That's Wait, dope.
Did you actually inspire her? You're not like forcing her to.
No, I can't force her. I don't want her to complain the next day about her back. So she's like, hey. First day, she's like, I'm going to try it. Second day, she's like, I'm going to wait for you to get back upstairs from taking your walk so we can do some crunches and shit. I was excited.
So in general, I think that like more and more people are putting their guard down and not being so like defensive with people. What is the most complainy thing that your mom brings to the table that you're like, you know what? Let her just do her.
Wait, you know, to be honest, my mom has a short, she has no patience. And I have short tolerance and my patience is very, very thin. And I know I got it from her. So now that we're stuck in the house together, listen, when I tell you, I go 0 to 100, like I don't have time. I don't want to, if the shit is giving me too much a hard time to learn, I throw it aside and,
yep.
and I get it from her and I know that. So being in the house together, she's not driving me nuts. I'm surprised we're on day 8, but really day 10 that she's been at the house. I have a one bedroom.
Yep.
And you know, she flipped out on me the other day. I was trying to teach her how to use my washer and dryer, and she did that shit I do. And I was like, oh, I'm her daughter. She's like, you know what? I am not doing this. You know this shit because it's yours. And I'm like, well, relax. And so now I think I'm just kind of talking her off the ledge a little, but then also allowing her to just be her. I mean, she's my mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what's happening here.
Do you guys watch the same TV?
You know, I am going to tell you this. I am Dominican. My first language was Spanish.
Yep.
So my second language was English in school. My mom always spoke Spanish. So she used to come over once in a blue and watch some Netflix and chill. But, you know, I would put the subtitles or we would put the Spanish, you know, the language in Spanish.
Yep.
But that was something I did once a month. Now she's here. So she thinks I want to watch everything in Spanish. And, you know, they sound like Archie and shit, like back in the great cartoons. So the other day she was putting some gangster shit and that shit was in Spanish. I was like, Ma, I can't do this shit. Like, I'm going to need you to start reading this shit. That's what we're doing. We do watch the same shows. She loves her some gangster shit on Netflix. So we do watch it. I'm just trying to force her into, like, not stressing me out, me listening to these weird voices in Spanish.
Yeah. Who was the last person you saw before you went into quarantine?
Oh, shit. Let me tell you, I'm going to keep it gangster. I went on a date.
What? Was it a first date? Was it a first date?
Yes, it was a first date. Wait. I went on a date on, you know, when they were saying, all right, guys, you know, we're about to get, I'm in Jersey. So, you know, everything in the States, it's different. It depends on what part and how high the numbers are of the people getting infected. So I took it serious as day one. I ain't going to lie. But then I'm laying on the couch. I think this was like the day two in Jersey where they were like, you know, we might be going into a lockdown. We might have curfew. We might have quarantine people, you know, but it wasn't still like hurry up, run, wear a mask and gloves. Like people were just still kind of like tiptoeing around it.
Yeah.
And he slid into my DMs and I said, look at God. Right before we go into this quarantine, let me go get the sangria real quick. And he's kind of cool. So he had slid into my DMs 5 years ago, and I said, look at God, he is persistent. He is determined.
Yo, his line wasn't anything that was, like, quarantine-related, was it?
Nah, mine was, though. I try to be like, so she gonna be quarantine, boo? He just said, you know, hey, what's up? Where you are? Are you in New Jersey? Oh, I posted my vitamins. That's what it was. My vitamins, I said, you know, I drink my vitamins every day, but I added a few things because of this whole, you know, corona pandemic.
Yes. Like,
so, you know, just kind of informing my fans, my supporters, you know, how to stay so healthy and shit and how to boost your immune system. And he commented, let me hold an elderberry, like, let me get one. And I was like, nah, my man, like, they ran out of in the store. I said, they're running out. And then he was like, yo, are you in Jersey? You know, let's go out for dinner. And I was like, Corona or dinner? And that's the first day, I think, that it started to freak people out. And I was like, let me, right before we get quarantined in, I need some eye candy real quick. So we went out to dinner around my house. I stayed in the neighborhood. And then that was it. So that was the last person that I saw my first day, my first, you know, pandemic date.
Are you still talking to him?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
I am.
Wow. So, like, if we make it out of this, this is like there's a second date on the horizon.
Also, here's the thing, though. I'm that girl. Like, I really never even had a one-night stand because niggas don't leave. So, you know, he's a health nut as well, you know.
He loves some elderberry.
Yeah, you know, he might come and knock on his door for some sugar now.
Do you let him in?
Well, we're both like we've stayed in close contact as it is, and we have black seed oil. I'm going to be responsible.
Yeah.
But we've been kind of kicking it during this quarantine thing. And,
from
and
6 feet away.
Like,
yeah.
Huh?
I said
not
from
that far.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. I mean, who knows? You know, this shit is changing by the day, and it's numbers are spiking up. I just heard there's 25,000 people in New York City that are infected. So it's scary. So I play and all, but now we're trying to keep it, you know, responsible here.
Tahiri, who is the person that if you reach out and you try to FaceTime them or you text them, this is a friend of yours, who's the person who, if they don't respond, because what else are they doing? If they don't respond when this is over, you're going to kick their ass.
Oh man, you know, guys, I am the strong friend. So I am the person. Let me think though. But I'm the person who sends the check-in and texts in the morning. Like, I don't even brush my teeth. And I'm like, morning check-in. Is everybody okay? Everybody good?
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to figure out how to motherfucking get motherfuckers tested before walking in the door in case they need shelter. You know, I'm that friend. So I don't think... Probably my sister, Lexi is the only one that if she doesn't respond, she freaks me out and I would kick her ass.
Yeah.
And she's currently like in Pennsylvania, so she's not even close. So if I was to text her and she's like, I'll definitely kick her ass. But she's my brother sister, so.
Are you cooking yourself or is your mom cooking right now?
Hey, let me tell you something about when mom's is home. I was going to use this quarantine thing because since I'm always on the road, guys, I'm trying to think positive and trick my brain into thinking that this is just a little break for me.
Yeah.
From the hair, makeup, you know, I'm okay with, first of all, I'm already losing a nail. My lashes, one eye is, you know, the lashes are falling, so I'm looking cockeyed.
Wait, but do you care about any of that? Like,
that's what I'm saying. I don't care. So my braids are like mad fucking dusty. So
by the way, so are Eric's. Eric's edges are just like crazy now.
It's a wild time. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm at that point where I'm about to get on live and start cutting my braids out. Like, yo, guys, you know, this is the real me because I really never cared about any of it. I just have my moments of, you know, just freaking out. And my mom here, I thought I'd take this as a retreat from being out, like hair, nails, all everything natural. Just let me meditate and drink juices and, you know, and barely eat any solids. But my mom keeps cooking platanos. She's in the kitchen now talking about wasi, making eggs and platanos. I'm not losing weight during the party. My mom is throwing down in the kitchen.
Is that her?
Yes, right now she's like, Tabien. She just did platanos with scrambled eggs and nice little red sauce. I'm like, dog, I don't want to do all this. But mommy's cooking everything.
Shout out to her. Yeah, hola, mommy.
Mommy, they sing hello. I'm trying to really learn while she's in the kitchen things that I don't know since we have nothing but time.
Are you looking to like learn anything else? Are you like going to build anything while you're inside?
Are you going to learn to juggle?
Well, I am in the creative space. I have right before all this happened, I was close to finishing I Got Me, which is 31 days of affirmations and journal space. I started it for me. I have a wall of big post-its that like encourage me and inspire me and motivate me to get up every morning because life is, you know, life in the world period, but as an entrepreneur is not easy at all.
Yeah.
So I have to be my own hype man and get up every day and go find the bag.
Yeah.
As a woman in the game as well. I started to write for me. My therapist would say, write. And I'm like, bitch, I ain't got time. Ain't nobody trying to write. And then I started to write one day. I couldn't sleep. And I fell asleep right after. It was like I needed to get shit off my chest.
Yeah.
So I started writing this small, easy read one day at a time, 31 days that you can read and reread because life changes. As you know, you mature, you change, experiences change you. And it's just good to feed your vehicle and like kind of, tune it up because it's like our lives are like cars, like, you know, our bodies need to keep retuning. So I started writing it. I'm almost done and I'm going to go back into that creative space to finish it. So by the time we get out of here, we have some positivity flowing out.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's super dope. Tahiri, are you still seeing your therapist like via Skype or something?
No, I haven't. I haven't even thought about it. I'm sure I have to hit her soon, but no, I haven't even. First it was about my mom.
Yep.
She's uptown and I was just like, and every time I called her, she was out. I'm like, bitch, hello. She would laugh just like you. I'm like, mom, what are you doing at the center? Like, you're over 60.
Right.
She,
yeah.
She's going to kill me. And it was about my mom. It was about groceries. I didn't want to get caught last minute not having anything.
Yep.
And then it was about, you know, kind of creating a space for my mom at home where she felt comfortable. And now it's about me. Now it's about the hair, you know, the nails. I mean, the date came before that. You know what I'm saying? But now it's more about, yes, I think day six, seven, I am now cleaning my closet. I'm trying to filter that house and then... You know, it's probably going to be mental with my therapist.
But I have other stuff. When you write, do you have an agenda for what you want to get on the page, or is it just like you sit there and just like let it out?
I just let out. Sometimes, you know, I think I more power to people who have an agenda. I've been whenever I can concentrate, which is usually on a plane, if I'm feeling something really deep, if when I'm sitting with vodka, sometimes I'm having a drink or five at home and I'm feeling some kind of way. I just kind of jot it down and you'd be surprised what you come up with. I've learned in business and creating different, like when I had nail polish, when you're in a creative space, you start with somewhere, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to end in the same place. It might take you somewhere else, and that might be a lot more incredible.
Absolutely. Given the fact that you are isolated indoors, you're not really leaving, do you see any neighbors getting out, and do you
throw rocks at them?
Yeah, shame them.
Actually, no. I walked and even have driven to the supermarket. Guys, I've never been to the supermarket more in life than at now at this moment. I promise you. I think I forgot something. And I use that as my workout, walking around the neighborhood type thing. And there's people right now looking out the window, walking around, trying to walk their dogs. But everybody has a mask. Everybody has gloves.
What do you run out of first at the grocery store? Like, what's driving you to the grocery store most?
What?
What are you, like, running out of most?
Water. I'm a water drinker. So is my mom, as I just realized. We guzzle out here.
Stay hydrated, you know?
Yeah, water, codfish. She makes a lot of codfish, platanos, avocados. But people are, like I said, in Jersey, you can kind of, we're not on lockdown. It's suggested to stay home. But if, you know, I see somebody jogging on the block, so I haven't shamed them. We just stay away from each other. It's like we give each other that stare that says, don't get close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we nod at each other. Everybody's a lot more friendlier now. They're like, hello, under their masks. But it is kind of ghost town on the low around here. People are just at the supermarket.
Who is the Instagram account that you're really, like, getting a kick out of these days that, like, gets you through the day?
Oh, my God. Mr. Commodore. Haha Davis, Charlemagne. There's a few. I'm not gonna lie, just how creative people have become a lot more now after this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple, like, joke fucking, and let me see, it's a few of them where I'm just like reposting them shit. They are hilarious.
Have you been active in DJ D Nice's club?
Oh my God, I was just gonna say D Nice. I was there yesterday.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I almost told my mom to light a sparkle and bring that bottle.
Yeah, we were there the last couple of days, and it's just been, like, wild. Just the energy, not just from D Nice, but, like, the community in the actual chat room.
Patti LaBelle.
Crazy.
Michelle Obama.
Yo, and they're it was wild.
It was amazing. I was there for a couple hours yesterday. I went in and out, though, because I had to show love to my other DJs. You know, my mom was like, dang, you know hella DJs. I'm like, Ma, I try that artist shit, I can't sing. But I was on Ari Lennox's page yesterday.
She's the best. She's the best.
Oh, she's amazing. So, you know, I've sat, you know, and tried to stay away from all the other shit that we hear and read when it comes to this shit that's happening. We needed some positivity, and D Nice just took me to the fucking club.
Well, that's something too, because the last 2 or 3 days I was like, oh, you know what, the news is having, like, a negative reaction to my body, right? Or my body's having a negative reaction to the news, so I can't wake up and immediately look at Twitter in the morning, you know. I can't turn on CNN and fall into the same, like, pattern of just, like, seeing this, because it has an adverse effect on me.
I couldn't sleep. I remember day 5, that night, I couldn't sleep, and I was up till 4, and then came 6, and I felt horrible in the morning. I went to the supermarket, came back, and all of a sudden, my throat started hurting. I'm like, all right, Tahir, you're going to have to kind of cleanse your mental space for a little while. And then kind of, you know, it kind of dip and dab, because, you know, my mama got the Spanish news on one side.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, what they say? Oh, shit. Okay. I think this is about that time. So yesterday was really good. I slept. And this morning I woke up feeling really positive and started cleaning. Thank you to D Nice.
Well, that's super dope.
Yeah. And everybody just been active on there.
What is the best club that you've been to, like, in real life? Like, what was your best club night?
Oh my God. Well, my life is a party, people. Definitely it's Friday. You know what I'm saying? But I can't really, I don't really have a specific club as of, because, you know, I get paid to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, pop out. But I would say that when I partied, Greenhouse was a shit.
Yeah.
Greenhouse, like, I don't even know how to explain to these young girls, like, y'all don't need to party. This is not a party.
Yeah.
You know, it was quality versus quantity back then.
Exactly right.
But I don't know. I just, you know, I party. I'm in and out 60 minutes, you know, contractually. So I have fun anywhere I go. I don't care where you put me. I'm walking in and I'm having a great time. But yeah, Greenhouse is the last time I remember. Or anyway, anywhere out the country, Paris, you know, shit like that.
Well, listen, Tahiri, it was great catching up with you. And I totally look forward to the next time that you have a walkthrough through our apartment.
That's right.
1 hour.
Yep.
Listen, after this shit, dog, you know, we all are appreciating everything we took for granted. I'm like, I'm coming to sit there as soon as we out.
Let's go. Yo, Tahiri, we love you. Send love to your mother. We'll see you on the other side of this, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. I'll see y'all soon. Mommy said bye.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Shout out to Tahiri. Shout out to her mom. And now we are going to call our guy, Wayno Clark. Yes.
Hello?
Wayno.
What up?
What's good?
What's happening? How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I'm chilling. I'm in the crib, you know what I mean? Like, taking it easy. Not too much, not too little.
Yo, how's it being a father through this whole thing?
Oh, man. Dealing with the, you know, I don't know my kids in the daytime during weekdays. You know, so I'm discovering all these new things about them, and it's hilarious, man. It's
like
really,
what?
It's really dope, though. How annoying they can be. You know, I love them so much, but they have another level of annoying that their teachers only deal with.
Yep.
So I've been dealing with that, but it's been cool. Like I'm chilling in my bed, and they just came in my room. Well, my two youngest ones, they came in my room, and they was like, "Thank you, Dad." I'm like, "What happened?" It was like, "Cause I helped them clean up their room yesterday, and we still got work to do. It took hours, so it's like insane."
Well, that's really nice, though.
Wait, what was the biggest challenge in cleaning their room? Like, what was on the floor?
Yo, it wasn't even what's on the floor, it's what's hidden. It's like what's under the beds, what's in the side of the closets, you know what I mean? Like what's in these little, like these little bags, like my daughter has, like my dad buys her toys like twice a month, and she has like bags full of toys that she takes the toys out but leaves like all of the packaging in the bag, so it's like getting rid of all of that.
So we recently had to re-upload our Rockefeller live show back to YouTube because YouTube flagged a couple of the songs that were happening during the event, right? So
wow.
So re-uploading it has allowed a whole new audience to appreciate it, right, and find it for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people out there got a kick out of, obviously, everyone on stage clowning you for your quote-unquote Philly roots, right? But
Right.
Having that close relationship with state property, would you say being in a house with all of state property or being in a house with your kids is the bigger challenge?
That's a good question.
Oh, man. State property, man. State property by far. Like, my kids are a bit controllable. I couldn't control state property, man.
Like, yo, like, wow. Yeah. young Chris doesn't clean his room.
Oh, man, young Chris. Yeah, you can't keep. So when the houses we had like studios in certain rooms sometimes. So it's like you couldn't keep young Chris in a room. You know what I mean? Like that was the toughest challenge. But I mean, it was amazing, like being around those guys and, you know, working with them and learning with them. But yeah, man, they the most uncontrollable people I've ever been around in my life.
Do you think that now, considering that everyone is, you know, stuck in these four walls and is isolated and trying to like do outreach in new and brand new ways. We know that you had started to do your podcast. Is this a time that you think can really elevate your platform and become, you know, a place where like people are looking for you to say something?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. The thing is you know, with the podcast, it's still coming, but I was working out some business for it. so this kind of halted my business. And I don't wanna under deliver because I want to present it a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that right now though is a great time not only to just work on podcasts, but just work on ideas in general. It's like, you know, so much time we have spent when we're working in our offices or working in the field, we're moving around so much we don't really get a chance to concentrate and sit down, even when you're in your office, because you got so many things poured on you. Right now is the time, I think, to like really craft your ideas and really build them. That's what I've really been doing. I just really been taking some time to, you know, sit, you know, of course be with family, but then reflect and like really build up my ideas so that when we come out of this, I'm not stuck in the past a bit, you know, because we don't know how long this is going to last, even if it's a week or a month or two, you know, so just trying to prepare for that.
What was your last day at Everyday Struggle before you guys went dark like?
It was pretty funny, man. It was pretty funny because, you know, we shoot 40 weeks out of the year.
Yeah.
I guess we get so much flack from our viewers, because our viewers is like, yo, y'all always taking a break. It's like, damn, even now during the pandemic, we can't take a break, like, you know. But I understand their selfishness, you know, because if I, and I'm grateful for it, because if there was something like basketball that makes my day, I'm a little bit torn when I see it stop. But it was really showing us how important we were to each other. You know, we laughed and we joked. We're working on some plans so that we still can do the show.
Mm.
Of course, not together, but we're trying to figure out how that would work, like how the dynamic would be. But yeah, man, it was just like just us just taking the time to really say, yo, this is for real.
Yeah.
You know, and just really, like, by the time I left, behind, you know, me acting the desk, we got a great staff of people, man. Like, yeah. it's guys that, you know, work in the control room, that work on set, that I got great relationships with. And we sit and talk probably 20, 30 minutes about movies and shows before the show even starts. So I was just taking the time out to let all of them know that, you know, I cared about them and to make sure that they were taken care of and make sure they took care of their families, you know, just to express that.
Yeah, I want to preface this by saying that I feel like I already know the answer,
mm-hmm.
but I want to know, in an apocalypse, who do you think would be the most prepared and who would be the least prepared of the Everyday Struggle cast?
the most prepared or the least I ain't gonna lie, yo, I think the most prepared would most likely be Nadeska.
Yep.
I can see that.
Nadeska would be the most prepared person out of everybody, because like Nadeska really, really like takes care of herself. You know, like, I mean, all the time you don't see her, she's doing so much stuff for herself and her family. I think Nadeska will be the most prepared, but I'll be prepared too. Academics is just gonna go with the flow. You know what I mean? Like,
but also Academics, like, has a basement though.
Yeah, he's like got his bunker.
Right. I mean, like, I feel like, you know, if this was a movie, like, let's say this was a movie, like One of the Drinks, like with Seth Rogen and them, or something,
yeah,
like that. Or,
yeah.
We'd probably be running the axe trail. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we'd be so prepared, and Ack would be the one not prepared, and we'd end up at his crib.
Yeah, yep. I feel like you might be the least prepared, actually, now that I think about it. Because, like, Nadeska's really? Got her place in the woods.
Right.
Academics has a basement. And then, you know, Wayno is just like, well, I remember Wayno.
Wayno,
right.
One of the projects that we've been enjoying this last, man, has it been like almost a month now, has been Jada's project, Ignatius.
Right.
And obviously, like, there's different levels to it, having known, you know, Ice Pick and all that. But just as a project, considering like the beats and the lyrics itself, it's fantastic. I loved the placement that you guys had on there for Triangle Offense. Shout out to all you guys. How did that come about?
So Buddha and Grands. Buddha and Grands, who, you know, I manage. Buddha is like one of my closest friends, and Grands, you know, we have a great relationship as well. But they were Triangle Offense producers. I mean, they'll always be. I don't actually work hands on with their business, but they'll always be family. So they produced, I think, around 9 records. I think around like 9 records on that project.
Mm.
So yeah, like Kiss, we've always had a relationship with Kiss. For like the past, like, I mean, for myself, it's been since the first time I heard him, when I was like 11 or 12, I thought I knew him.
Yeah.
But we've had a great working relationship with Kiss over the past like 10 years. So yeah, Buddha was really locked in on that project, so I think that's how that came about. And then Kiss has always, like, showed me major love, man. Like, that's, like, a dream for me, you know, for me.
Same.
To have, like, Kiss. Yeah, like, I love to see the work that y'all do together, man. Y'all styles and just the locks in general.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, me growing up on the locks, man, like, I don't even know the type of man I'd be without their music. So, like, to get acknowledgement from Kiss is, like, one of the biggest milestones in my career. I don't even know how to summarize that shit in words for it.
No, but, like, I mean, like, even, like, I trip off every single time he, like, he knows my name.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, there's a lot of people who can say, like, oh, you know, those guys are, they're It's the Real, or they do that thing, or yeah, whatever. But, like, that he calls us Eric and Jeff.
Yeah, I think, like, obviously with the Jay Electronica album, with Jay-Z saying, like, that whole thing, he's like, when I die, don't act like, you know, we're better friends than we really were. That really exists in this business. Like, you know.
Absolutely. Oh, I act like I'm best friends with everybody.
Right, right. Yeah, it's you know, it's kind of sad, man. It's like when you see those types of things happen. Because, like, even for myself, like when Nipsey passed,
yeah,
while I wasn't, like, me and him weren't close friends, I had a really great relationship with Nipsey. You know, like, every time we saw each other in passing, he would always, you know, give me I wouldn't say praises, but he would always, like, show me appreciation for what it was I was doing. And the last time I saw him was at All Star Weekend in Charlotte last year. And he said to me, he was like, yo, what you doing tonight? And I was like, not much. You know, I'm just be chilling. He's like, yo, we might go out. Just hit me at Adam's phone. And, like, that just always sticks to me. Like, damn, I never hit him. It's like, I never got that chance. But, you know, we see a lot of that. But I think, you know, for the most part, when people do stuff like that, if they shared any type of interaction with you and they try to amplify it, you know, in your passing, that's just, it might be a little bit of clout chasing, but that really shows what you meant to them a bit.
I think what Wayno is really good at, and I'm sure a lot of people know this, you are a good friend. You're really good at outreach. Has this time in particular been a sort of a catalyst for you to reach out to people, you know, on a daily basis or every couple of days or whatever?
Yeah, man. Well, first, I really appreciate y'all saying, you know, that I'm a good friend. I mean, you know, I just always tried to be a good person just growing up. And yeah, I've been reaching out to, you know, my friends and family that I haven't spoken to in a while. Sometimes it's hard to reach out because there's so many people I know.
Yeah.
Like, one day I looked at my phone and I had, like, I think I have, like, 1,700 contacts on my phone.
Man.
And I was like, damn, like, how do I even, and I know more people than that, you know?
Yeah, so yeah,
like, how do I even, you know, but I definitely try to, you know, reach out and just, but I do that, you know, generally. Like, I don't usually do that, you know, when times like this happen. Like, I'm always that guy that'll just say, like, how you doing? How's your family? You know, because I know how much that means for a person.
Yeah.
You know, even with me, I give, you know, my number to a lot of different people, but it always means something to me with people knowing I'm a father and all that. Them just asking me how's my family doing. You know, that I think that kind of excuse me builds the bonds that you build with people over the years. It's like every time I see you guys. Even just now when we got on the call, the first thing you guys said was like, how's it been, you being a dad, you being in the house?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, that's really important. You know, that's really important. And I look at, you know, hip-hop and hip-hop entertainment, whatever we want to call it, as, like, a fraternity a bit. You know, I didn't go to college and none of that, so I never got a chance to join a fraternity. But this is the only thing that I've really had over the years that, you know, I've come into contact with so many different people from so many different walks of life that have I've stayed close with. So it's like, you know, I definitely try to maintain that, you know?
Yeah. And by the way, and I don't know if you were in the D-Nice club quarantine last night,
but everybody was
so, right?
Wayno definitely was.
So yeah, I was there. I popped up on the D-Nice's page a couple of times last night.
But one of those things that I really like is just, like, in the comment section, everyone's just, like, saying hey to each other, and that means so much, you know. So I like seeing that, like, Latrice is getting excited when Hop shows up.
Or when Chaka comes in.
Yeah, or Manny, or, like, all these people who, like, you know, love each other in real life just want that human connection.
Absolutely, man. I mean, you know, regardless to, you know, all the money, all the dope things that we do, you know, we're also human beings. And I think, you know, all of our relationships start with just that.
Absolutely.
You know, our relationships don't start with checks, you know?
No. Let me ask you about the biggest sacrifice, certainly, in your life right now. What are you doing without NBA basketball?
Oh, man. Playing 2K.
Are the Knicks winning? You
know? No, I actually I played some dude online yesterday, and I had the Suns, and he had the Knicks, and I spanked him. I beat him by like a good 15, so now the Knicks are still doing tough. But, yeah, I mean, for the most part, I've just been, like, playing games.
Do you watch any, like NBA today. TV, like, old games?
Yo, you know what? I really don't like watching old games sometimes, only because I know how they end.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have, like, yesterday I was watching Minnesota versus Brooklyn when Kyrie had that 50 points.
Yeah.
But it's just hard. It's like watching a game, it just makes me want real live sports, so I'm kind of torn on it. But I still been watching sports commentary. Like, what's really ill is how important YouTube has become.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, YouTube when it first started, and I've had, like, a YouTube page since then. You know, I never really uploaded nothing to it, but, like, just looking now when I go on YouTube, I get so much different content because I subscribe to so many different things. It's like, if I don't have anything to watch on television, I'll just go watch Joe Rogan, or I'll watch new rock stars to see what's coming new on the Marvel scene, or, you know, I'll watch DJ Vlad or watch Breakfast Club. You know, I watch Joe Button podcast, like, yeah, all these different things.
You've named, like, you know, 18 different properties and not us, which is, like, wild.
Nah, come on, man. You know what's crazy, though? It's so funny that y'all say about the Rockefeller thing, because when I logged on yesterday to YouTube, it popped up.
I'm
sitting here, I'm looking, I'm like, yo, why is this? I was like, I said, I've seen this before. Like, why is this popping up?
It's like an old NBA game.
right.
No, wait, no, you lived it. That's what you did.
Man, like, yeah, man. I'm so grateful. Like, it's so funny because now, like, me being on the show, like, every time I say something about, you know, Rockefeller or Rock Nation, like, the fans, like, they jump in the comments and be like, yo, Wayno throws the diamonds, sign up before he eats his food. Like, they got, like, all these jokes, but it's like, you know, I'm really proud of my, I'm really proud to come from that family tree, man. Like, for
absolutely.
Real. Like,
wait, when is the last time you actually threw up the rock, like, in earnest? Like, you actually...
Yo, it's probably not since I was, like, around 21 years old.
Yo.
I don't think I've done that since then.
But was it, like, at, like, a concert, or was it, like, in person, or...
Most likely at a concert or a picture.
Yeah,
I think probably at a concert or a picture. Yeah, I don't just do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we never. And then the thing about it was, like, we weren't taking as many pictures as we do today.
No, of course.
So, like, you know, it was probably like at a concert. Like, we used to do it, you know, when we would finish a tour and it'd be like the last show and, like, everybody gets to come on stage. Like, I remember the what was it? The what was supposed to be the Best of Both Worlds tour,
oh,
but the Jay-Z and Friends tour.
Yeah,
like, so. In Madison Square Garden, like, that last day, I remember being there, and, like, Jay let all of us come on the stage. You know, it was dope. Like,
that's
even
super
Jay
dope.
Hood was on the stage.
Oh, man.
Like, it was crazy. Jay Hood, Mace, like, T.I., it was so many people that was on the stage. It was crazy.
The one time that I threw it up in earnest was I was Kanye's videographer back in...
2004,
2004,
five?
Five. And I went to the Grammys with him, and I was out there for the whole week, and it changed my life, and it was just, like, incredible. And they put me up in this hotel on Sunset, and it had this elevator that was, like, all glass, and it you know, rose up on the outside, right? So you could look over L.A. And after the Grammys, after Kanye's Grammy party, I went back to the hotel, and it's, like, 5:30 in the morning, so the sun is, like, just starting to rise or whatever, and it's me in my suit, and I got my Canon XL2 camera that I was using, and I'm in this elevator, and I'm so overtaken by the whole moment and it's just me, right? And I'm looking
social
over...
Social distancing.
I'm looking over this city, and as I raise up at 5:30 in the morning, I just, like, put my hands up, and I threw up the rock, because I was so overtaken by the moment.
That's so funny, man. That'd be a crazy part of your biopic.
Oh, absolutely. Yo, Wayno, listen, stay safe out there. Love to you and your family. Stay indoors. Be well. Be creative. And we'll be checking in on you, all right?
Thank you, fellas. I really appreciate y'all.
Shout out to Wayno. And Jeff, let's finish up by calling our friend, Ravy B.
Hello.
Raven!
Raven!
Hi!
How are you?
I'm okay.
Considering, yeah, same.
I think I'm as good as I can be right now.
Yeah. Well, Raven, I wanted to talk to you specifically about someone you live with, your cat.
Okay. My coworker.
Your coworker. So we've heard stories. We're friends with your mom as well, as people know. And we've heard stories about your cat being
an asshole.
How is it being quarantined with your cat right now?
Okay, so my cat, she is 16 years old, but she's like Benjamin Button, so she's aging backwards. So she's actually like 16, but she acts like she's like 2.
Oh my God.
She's terrible. First of all, she's always, every single day, it's like so weird with cats because their life is really about routine. So every single day, she acts as if she's never been fed the day before, the night before, twice before. So she's always like, she's really, really talkative for an older cat. So she's just always complaining. She's always complaining all the time. And I have this idea that because she's been on the earth 16 years, I think she understands like human language. So,
But wait, maybe this is like learned behavior because I feel like you and your mom both complain a lot as well.
I know, and there's three of us, so it's just all of us. It's like three of myself. One is 66, and one is a cat. I'm honestly losing my mind.
What was the story we heard that you were leaving on a flight to go to Los Angeles maybe like really early in the morning and you were getting ready and your...
Oh my God, and my cat, she... Okay, let me tell you. Hold on. Also, I can't believe this is my quarantine story. We have to talk about something else besides my cat. I feel like whenever I do any interview with you guys or anything, I'm always talking about miscellaneous things in my life.
But that's the best.
People probably just like... People probably listen to me speaking. They're like, she has nothing deep to say. But so I have a 5 a.m. flight or 6 a.m. flight. And the night before I had ordered Spanish food and I had like left it out covered. Like it was in a container, like in a plastic container covered. So it's like, I also have to tell you that I had came home that night really drunk. Mm. So I was like kind of in a drunk space, like trying to pack, trying to get myself together. And then I was like, where's my cat? Like I couldn't hear. She wasn't like making noises. She wasn't in her like normal resting spot. And she was in my kitchen. She had jumped on, she had figured out how to get onto the counter like from the garbage.
Oh my God.
Had opened the container, taken out a full pork chop, and was on the floor. She had eaten the whole pork chop. Like the whole thing. And I was just like, at that point, I was just over it. I didn't even know what to do. Like, she's nuts. Like, people that follow me, like, she's really insane. It's crazy.
But also, you, like, unleashed the most anger on this cat at, like, 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I was screaming. I was like, oh, my God, you ate a fucking pork chop, you psycho. I just didn't know. First, it was my lunch. But also, like, what? I was like, what? How does she even know how to open this? Or smell it? It's so bizarre.
You have a really, really smart cat.
Yeah. It's all learned behavior.
That's right.
I do. And we do, like, to be fair, we give her a lot of attention. Like, so we buy her new toys. We spend a lot. There's always someone in my house if it's not me or my mom. So I feel like, you know, she has a lot of attention. So she's very active.
So what do you want to talk about on here? Because the only things I really want to talk about are your cat and the fact that you dressed up as Guy Fieri during quarantine.
Do you know that? Okay, I didn't dress up as Guy Fieri during the quarantine. I dressed up as a Chopped chef character. All cooks on Chopped that win have arm tattoos and they wear bandanas. That's a known fact. I'm not going to argue with you. That's why I did it.
You were Guy for Halloween.
Yeah, killed it.
I was Guy for Halloween and went for All-Star this year. I was at the Jordan party and he was there.
Guy was.
And I was like, yes, wow. Guy was. And I was trying to figure out how I can make my way to him and show him my picture as him. But I was like, this is really lame if I go up to him and he's just like, and he doesn't react in the way I want him to react. So I just DM'd it to him. So hopefully one day, Guy, if you're listening to this, check your DM because there's a photo of me.
I mean, I showed Dennis Graham, Drake's dad, that I was him for Halloween. He was like, "Oh, wow, you know." Oh.
Okay, but did you show him in like the comfort of your home when
no,
he was doing
it? No, it was the comfort of his home.
Yeah.
Okay, even better. That's a flex. I'm not going to just randomly. Guy Fieri is going to be like, "Who is this strange
okay,
woman?"
Okay, when you
Jordan
get
party?
Out of quarantine, you have to go to Guy Fieri's house and then show him.
If we all get out of quarantine, yes. I will dress up as Guy Fieri and go to Guy Fieri's house and cook with Guy Fieri.
Yeah, but like order, like you have to deliver a pizza that he didn't order,
right?
Yeah, I will fully get dressed up at this point for him just to get out the house. Like I'm over it.
Raven, how is your mind state these days?
It's a good serious question.
No, that's a good one. I think it's like a roller coaster. I feel like I think my stress and like my worry of the unknown is more so for the world instead of it just being about me. Yeah. Like I think initially, like when I feel like for creatives, when they canceled, when they moved Coachella, I was like, okay, this is really real. I feel like, so it hit me before they were like, oh, stay in the house. It had already hit me because I was like, oh, they're moving events that are so large and provide work for so many creatives. Like this is just the beginning. So that's when I had like, my meltdown, I had to move my own events, I had to like just start to like kind of plan out, okay, what is this going to be? And then I feel like as the world or as like America started to panic and like my friends started to panic with their jobs, and I started to just like, okay, like I had already had my panic, so then it became like, oh, let me like be more upbeat for everybody else and try to stay positive. I kind of gave myself this week to just not do absolutely anything. Like mm-hmm. I've slept so much, I'm probably 27 now. And so now come tomorrow, I'm like, okay, let me start making like a productive checklist, let me work on my website. Like I'm not really someone that likes to like kind of go back. I feel like for me, I really am about like progressing, so I'm just trying to find like new ways to be creative in my house, and like I'm like brainstorming ideas for when I get out. I'm brainstorming ideas for when this starts to like maybe lessen and you can be around 1 to 2 or 3 people. Maybe shoot ideas that don't require me to necessarily be in closed quarters. Like, I don't know. I just feel like for me, I have to like find new ways to create things. Sometimes like that can be like cooking in my house or like brainstorming with other people. Like I was just on the phone with Taylor and I was like, oh my God, later on, after we like talk about whatever show we're watching, we should just brainstorm creative ideas we want to do for the year. Cause yeah. I feel like that like motivates me too, to like build off other people's ideas.
Yeah.
So it's just for me about like constant communication with like my friends and like other creative people and trying to stay positive, because I feel like the reality is no one has an answer. And I think that's the scariest part.
That is very scary. Yeah.
But it's also like it kind of puts into perspective what I feel like I've always thought as a creative, is that like nothing is promised. So I kind of already have a job where I live in the unknown, so it's not that weird. But it's definitely like reassured me to keep like staying busy, and that like when this is over, we are going to be the people that like uplift culture and society again. We're going to be the people like creating events and creating content to make people happy and working with like, you know, like just I feel like stimulating the world again. So I feel like I gotta stay positive, because that's gonna be like something I have to do.
Yeah, totally. So have you taken any pictures while you've been indoors?
Of my cat. That's my cat.
That asshole.
Is it?
No, I've only taken pictures of my cat.
Evidence.
I wanted to start to like brainstorm some things that like I could do, like I could shoot maybe necessarily while I'm home, or like challenge other people to shoot while they're home. I just haven't really decided what that means yet.
Have you taken
it? I really miss shooting people.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you?
I mean, your mom is right there.
I know, but I just photographed.
have you fallen into the TikTok world, and have you taken advantage of any new dances?
That's a good question.
Okay. So I have fallen into the TikTok world for sure. More so in like, I just scroll on it endlessly. It's like a black hole. It's actually genius, like the way it's set up, because you don't have to look for anything. You just open it and it's all there. I don't really do any dances because I have 2 left feet. So like I practice them, but I would never like post them. But I first of all, there are so many songs that have been so popular that I didn't realize, and they were popular off TikTok. So I'm learning like all these songs I never knew existed.
Like what?
Like, I didn't know who Jack Harlow was.
What?
I know. Am I old?
Jack Harlow
looks like Eric.
Looks like me.
He does look like you.
I was him at for Halloween a couple years ago, actually.
Right, when I was.
Oh yeah, when you were Dennis Graham.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same year.
Oh, that's who you were.
That's
who
I was.
Been around that long.
By the way, I walked into that was at Lenny S's party. I walked into that party and people were like, "Do you work at Best Buy?" And I was like, "No."
I thought you were just being you.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. that
I remember being like, "Oh, Jeff has a really cool costume. What is Eric?"
Eric put in no effort. Yeah, nothing.
So you listened to Jack Harlow's song "What's Poppin'?"
Yes,
yeah,
because
yeah.
I've watched like so many like kids on there like say they have big lips with the song. It's just bizarre. TikTok is a really bizarre place, but they definitely are having like the best time right now because people are so bored.
So I haven't used TikTok. Is it like a Vine situation where it's like a really short video?
I think it can be as long as you want it to be.
I think it can be as long as it wants to be, maybe up to a minute, but like it has all these like crazy, I want to say like after, like premiere.
Yeah, they make it very easy to edit things.
Mm. And yeah, so, it's like you can kind of be like your own like director. It's really crazy. Like
we've never sounded older than right now being like, hey, have you guys heard about this new app called TikTok?
Do you use the TikTok?
Yeah. I learned the Renegade dance off of there.
No,
by the way,
like
you could do the Renegade dance because the Renegade dance doesn't involve your legs, I don't think.
No, I'm telling you guys, I cannot dance. I try.
Now
I
is really the time try. For Raven to learn how to dance.
Yes.
No, I'd rather just like watch, like I don't know if I told you guys, but I'm obsessed with like this like Nicki Minaj like stan on there. She's hilarious. I just watch videos of her rapping Nicki Minaj all day.
Is there a name?
I don't remember her name, but I'll send you the link. I'll send you her link. I just have
oh,
her
good.
Name.
Thank you. That's what this was all about.
Raven, are you and your mom on the same page in terms of like what you're watching on Netflix or Hulu or wherever?
No, my mom only watches Korean dramas.
Oh right, Yes. Yeah, we talked to her about this. Yeah.
So no.
So you're not.
Your mom was so happy about Parasite. She was just like,
I was gonna say, fun fact, she watched Parasite on like a Korean site like 2 years ago, and when it was like coming to America, we were all like, oh, there's this like Korean movie you should watch. And she was like, I already saw it, and we were like, no, you haven't seen it. It's in the movie theater, like it's brand new. And when it came out, and she was like, no, I saw that months ago. And I was like, okay.
She's like, Bong is a personal friend of mine.
That's right. So have you watched this new program on Netflix called Tiger King?
It's so good.
No, I'm only watching Grey's Anatomy. Do you guys not read my Twitter?
I do.
Well, I muted you a long time ago.
I don't. I don't have any attachment to Grey's.
Okay, well then I'm already a surgeon, okay? Like I've watched 13 seasons. I definitely could be a doctor at this point.
Wait, by the way, how do you talk to Taylor without her watching, like, Game of Thrones?
She watched it already.
No, but she was so late to it.
Oh, but see, our friendship, it wasn't really built on that. Like, our friendship is built on SVU. So we watched Law & Order together.
Wow.
Like, so, in real, like, weekly, like, we're upset there hasn't been a new episode in 2 weeks. And we feel like if there's anyone that should be, like, saving the world right now, it's Olivia Benson. Like,
what is the best really storyline? Okay, so Eric and I are not procedural guys. We haven't watched any of the Law & Orders. But what is the best storyline that ever happened on SVU?
Oh, my God. There's, like, 22 seasons, Eric.
No, this is Jeff.
That's
and
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, there's 22 seasons. I would say there's, like, one episode in the last 2 years where, like, it was about, a girl went missing, and then it was tied back to, like, a plastic surgeon, and then it turned out that he did plastic surgery on her, and she was his wife the whole time, and she didn't even know that she was the girl that had been missing. It was, like, insane.
Sure. Raven, so now everybody is doing like Reach Out, and it's really appreciated, you know, to check in with family and friends and followers and the whole thing. Is there a point at which it's too much? Do you have any friends who have been reaching out, and you don't have to name them, but do you have any friends who have been reaching out like just too much?
No.
Oh, that's
cool. Oh, I really thought you were going to be us.
No, I mean,
like, the funny thing, though, is I like to FaceTime. I don't like to text. I'm a terrible texter. I don't like to really hop on the phone, but I can FaceTime for hours, like, just in my normal day-to-day.
As in, put the phone down and it faces the ceiling and you're still having the conversation?
Yeah. But I just like the idea that if I want to look down, I can see you. And so now everybody wants to FaceTime, and I'm like, oh, welcome.
It's like your mom in Parasite, yeah.
Yeah, but I will definitely say people who haven't texted me since, like, 2018 are texting me, like, hey, how's it going? And those are the people I don't want to speak to. Like, if you never, like, my everyday friends and, like, the people I talk to all the time, cool. But, like, if we haven't spoken in years and, like, you want to check up on me because you want to, like, make small talk, I'm just not with it. Yeah. I have no desire to talk.
What is the biggest Zoom that you've been in on?
Come on, I don't have any coworkers. I haven't had
any. No, like
we were Zooming with Ben Haggerty.
Yeah,
the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I only Zoom with I have a financial advisor, and he's the only person that I Zoom with, and he's actually that's the only reason I even knew Zoom existed because
I knew that it I didn't know anything about it, and then suddenly it was just everywhere. Everybody's just I was in a Zoom with 85 people.
Well, have you done House Party?
No.
Or Hang Time?
That's too many people to talk with. Also, let me just say one more thing. I hate the see a shot, take a shot challenges.
Oh,
I think they're terrible. I just think they suck. I don't want to be at home taking shots by myself. I don't think they're cool.
No, but you're not taking shots by yourself. You're taking shots with all your friends.
No, it's lame. I hate it.
What if you take a shot and then do a push-up challenge?
I hate that, too. I told you. I feel like I'm in jail. I feel like jail.
I said that the only thing I want to work on in these in my apartment is I don't want to do any push-ups. I don't want to do a push-up challenge. I just want to grow a ponytail.
You're going to have a mullet? Yeah.
Yo, if you had a ponytail, I kid you not, I would fucking die. You with a ponytail,
right?
It could either be great or it could be so terrible.
Quarantine is not going to get you. Jeff's ponytail will.
Yeah, I feel like this is real judgy of you, Raven. I'm trying to work on myself, and you're out there just telling me that I'm going to look stupid.
Raven, have you gone outside for a walk, or have you taking a drive anywhere? What is your relationship with the outside world at this point?
I've gone outside really just to go to the supermarket and the store, or I'll have to run to the pharmacy, but it kind of makes me sad.
Yeah.
just being outside for a little. I obviously will step foot outside to the front of my apartment just for fresh air, but I feel going outside this week was sad.
Yeah.
So I feel maybe next week. I also just am if I don't have to, I'm really trying to stay inside.
To do push-ups and take shots.
To do push-ups and take shots. It has really helped. I haven't ordered in a week.
Yeah.
Because I have been cooking, which is nice.
Yeah. We've been cooking too, and the idea of anything being delivered, I'm I don't know who else has, been around this.
Yeah. And it's also just normally I order in because I'm too lazy from being out all day to make a meal. But now I have all this energy because I've slept for 20 hours a day. So I'm I might as well make lunch.
Yeah, you and your cat are on the same page.
I understand cats now. The cat nap is very, very, very real.
Right. The next thing we're going to see is Raven taking a pork chop and having it at 3 in the morning. Yeah. Well, listen, Raven, we're so happy to hear your voice. We're happy to hear your positive attitude through this whole thing. And we're sending love to you and your mom and your cat. And we'll be checking in with you, all right?
Okay, I love you guys. I just want to say I think this is a great idea. I think it's an example of how you can still create in really terrible times. And you can still uplift people. We still want to consume stuff. So, kudos to you both. I love you guys. You know that. And
yes.
I'm excited to see who else you get on here.
Right on. All right. Take care.
Love you, Raven.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Shout out to Raven. Shout out to Tahiri. And shout out to Wayno Clark. Jeff, we're doing this again tomorrow?
We're doing it almost every day.
All right. Shout out to you guys out there. As always, not for real, for real.
Sure.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.